What do we know about what's going on, particularly in community practice, having had a family member whose initial opinion was to have an APR who went to get a second opinion is now 5 years later with a low resection and doing great? I've been pretty interested in this. What do we know about what actually happens in practice?
I think what we know about surgery is that more experienced surgeons do a better job in terms of outcome. And I think more experienced surgeons know how to do a better operation in terms of clearing the tumor, and they know how to do better operations in terms of preserving anal sphincter. There have been studies that have been done in the United States. There was one study where we looked at patients from three randomized U.S. intergroup trials and looked at surgeons who had 10 or more patients who were entered on those studies and used that as a surrogate for the experience of the surgeon. And what we found, that the local failure rate was almost half in those experienced surgeons as it was in the other surgeons. There have been studies from Europe where they've done training courses to teach surgeons how to do the proper operation for rectal cancer, and they found the local failure rate falling by about a half from training programs. And clearly, a less experienced surgeon is less likely to want to go ahead and do a coloanal anastomosis or something of that sort. So I think having an experienced, well-trained surgeon is critically important for good outcome, both in terms of tumor control and in terms of function.
I was talking with Bruce Minsky about this same issue, and, you know, when you look at the quality of life issues in rectal cancer, not that they're not important in breast cancer and colon cancer and other tumors, but to me here, when we talk about whether or not a patient's going to have a colostomy, whether or not a patient has local recurrence, these are huge, huge quality of life issues. I'm kind of surprised there's not more attention or noise being made about this.
I am too. I don't have a good answer. There have been attempts in the United States. The American College of Surgeons, for instance, tried to develop a training program to train surgeons who are already out in the community to teach them how to do good total mesorectal excisions, which is the kind of surgery that we think should be done for these patients. And I'm not sure whether it was the logistics or there were other problems, but it was really very hard to get that off the ground. As more and more surgeons are being trained by other people who are experienced just in standard training programs, I think we will see the overall quality improve. But even if you have a surgeon who is well trained, if they do one of these operations every 2 years, I can't imagine that they will do as good a job in terms of getting tumor control and in terms of function as a more experienced surgeon.
What advice would you give a patient in this regard, in terms of sort of, you know, obviously you can always talk about getting a second opinion, but also not just the patient, but maybe the primary care physician in terms of a red light that should go off in terms of maybe thinking about a second opinion?
Well, I think the best thing to do is to try to get some understanding of what the experience of that surgeon is. Does the surgeon really do a fair amount of this operation? Or was the surgeon really trained in this operation? And if it's a small community hospital, it's a general surgeon who's doing every kind of operation under the sun, maybe an extremely good surgeon, but that surgeon is unlikely to have the specialized expertise that's needed for this operation. A good colon cancer operation probably can be done by any reasonably competent surgeon. A good rectal cancer operation needs someone who really is experienced and very well trained specifically in that aspect of cancer surgery.